Maddie and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You look nervous.
Well, I am, Brother Robert. I am, because what happened, you know, when you text people, I've got a mate, he goes for Parramatta. I call him Maddie $20 loser because I took $20 off him. So that's how I put him in my phone.
That's right.
And whenever Parramatta play or don't do well, which they seriously earlier on, bit of a shocker.
But they're back now. It's like reverse to the Broncos who started well and are now.
One game, mate. And so it was a couple of weeks ago, I was having a go at Maddie because Parramatta weren't doing well.
Yep.
And something happened. And so he texted me. I've got to protect the innocents here. So he texts me a pic of a... That's an angry one.
Oh, right.
Right, okay.
And why would he do that?
Because he said your Broncos are...
Oh.
Right, okay.
Derogatory?
Yeah. Anyway, so I deleted the said picture.
Yeah.
And then what happened? And I just deleted it, didn't think anything of it. Now, my daughter Hannah.
Yeah, you go, oh, idiot. Delete.
Yeah, you delete it. Yeah, you know, not funny. Anyway, my daughter Hannah, who's 19, she was playing for Wyong on the weekend up at Raymond Terrace. And when they were coming off the field, I took a couple of pictures. And so she, post-match, she said, Dad, delete those photos, which I didn't.
And then from the footy.
From the footy on my phone. Yeah. And then on Sunday, she said, you delete those pictures. I said, no. And I said, I want to keep them. And she said, Dad,
so
she deleted them.
Yeah.
But just didn't delete them. She went into the deleted file.
To delete them properly.
Yes.
I didn't know that existed.
Me either. And then she goes, why is it, with Kirst, my wife, sitting right beside her, why is there a picture of her?
Oh, no. And
your deleted files.
But if you were sent the photo as a text,
yeah,
how did it become in
as a picture.
As a saved picture.
Well, it does because it was a pic. It was a picture. And then I deleted it because you just put your...
So you open it.
And then you put your finger
on it. Download the picture.
No, you don't download the picture. You delete it. And then you have the picture there, and so you put your finger on it, goes more, and you go delete, because I thought, oh, no, irrelevant. And then so Hannah says out loud, oh, what's there a picture of her on your phone for, Dad? And I go, Kirst turns to me, my darling wife.
So, yeah, your daughter, Hannah, has said this, and your wife, Kirst, is
sitting there
at the table with you.
Yes.
Dad, why is there a picture of her on your phone?
Yes. And I couldn't think. And then I went, why is there a picture on my phone? And then...
Oh, because you'd forgotten about the text.
I forgot about the text that mattered to
because you deleted the text
10 days prior. And then anyway, so Kirst goes out steaming from the ears. I could see it. I could see the steam coming from her ears. And then she came back and I'm there. And then I get a text. Can you please come up and explain to me calmly and honestly... what a photo of a vagina was doing on your phone.
Oh, no. And then you're thinking, oh, no.
And then I'm there. Is she going to
What's this going to cost us in therapy?
So I then go back to the text of Maddie, and I'm going to punch his face in when I see him. And I shouldn't.
No,
violence achieves nothing.
Violence,
oh, I won't do it. No. And then to explain to him, mate, you do not know the world of hurt that I'm in. And then lucky, I deleted the picture, but I didn't delete the text. And then I was able to get through it because I said, see, he sent me a picture.
You're a master of evasion, aren't you?
But then I find out last night, Kirst did sort of believe me. And then Kirst then tells me last night, she sends me the text that she sent to Hannah on Sunday, Hen, to my daughter. The picture on Dad's phone, was it a porn pic or did it look like a personal pic that had been sent to Dad, if you know what I mean? Then Hannah, my daughter, texts back, I didn't get the best look.
Does she know you?
But
who in their right mind?
But it looked like it was a professional photo, so I'm thinking it was a porn pic. And then Hannah sends a diagram. I'm trying to find a photo what it looked like.
Yeah,
the photo
disgusting.
Looked like this, but it was a human, not a diagram. So it just kept on getting worse. So the moral of the story is be careful what you text to your mates, seriously. And
use a WhatsApp chat group.
That's exactly right. Or a different phone.
And don't open photos in the stream. Just don't open them.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Oh, here he is. The man that men envy, the man that women adore. It's Trevor Long from EFTM.com and also Channel 9, former local bloke. Good morning, Trev.
Hey, Trev.
I think we should get that put on T-shirts.
Yeah.
It's a great slogan.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. You can
it's long, it. Hard to read as you're passing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, mate.
Fair observation.
Now, Facebook and Google are doing what?
They're collecting more data than TikTok. And this is, I find this funny because all the drama and controversy around TikTok over the last, I don't know, few months, everyone's thinking TikTok's the big bad behemoth. But in the end, it's actually Facebook and Google that are collecting way more data about us than TikTok is. And the professor from Monash University, and to be clear, he was paid by TikTok to research this because no one else is going to do it until someone actually stumps up. They went through the app permissions. So what does the app actually ask of your phone? And it turns out there's something like 40 different permissions, and Google asked for 39 of them, and TikTok is only above Twitter in its collection of data. But yeah, if you really want to worry about your data, my thought and my message at this point is you've got control on your phone of what you hand over on every app. You can go into the settings of your phone and go, you know what, I don't want that app to have my location or my contacts. I do it with Facebook every now and then. I go, you know what, I'm going to turn off all these settings because I don't need you to know that. It's a good way to operate, I reckon.
But with these things, you know, when you're getting a new app or something and it asks you, okay, you've got to give it permission to get the app in, like just to have the app, right? You've got to agree to the terms and conditions. When I say I agree to terms and conditions, I can tell you right now, myself and no one else in Australia has ever read them.
Yeah, I do.
Not at all. But here's the thing. Whenever you read that fine print, you scroll, and you go, oh, I agree.
Yeah,
the thing
I
is,
agree.
On your smartphone, every app has to then physically ask for each permission. So that's why you get a little pop-up that says, can we get the microphone? Can we get the camera? Can we get the location? And so before just randomly going, yes, just ask yourself, why does it need my location? Why does it need the microphone? Just ask yourself why and then second guess it. If it really, really needs it, it'll ask again later.
Yeah, and if it's not your partner, don't worry about it. Hey, Trev.
If it's what? I don't quite understand.
Mate, you have got some issues that need to be explored.
I'm still
on
processing what he said.
If it's not your partner, you don't give your information out. Now, new drones have three cameras. Is that correct, Trevi?
That's correct. So, I mean, think about when I come to you and I've got this new smartphone. It's an iPhone. It's got triple lens camera plus the front selfie camera, all that kind of stuff. I had a look at a new drone from DJI, and DJI are the king of drones without any question. There's really no one else in this space anymore. And this new one, to be clear, it's like $2,500. It's crazy. But it's got a triple lens camera system on it. So it's got the same as your smartphone. It's got a kind of wide zoom and then a bigger zoom. And so people are going to be able to take the most ridiculously amazing cinematography, videography with just a drone that you can fit in a backpack. It's mind-blowing to me how fast this space has moved. It wasn't too many years ago that drones were these, you know, fun little things that took great photos. But now, you know, cinematography, people can make movies with these things. It's phenomenal.
Where will it end?
It's putting people out of work, though. Well, I remember we did with Better Homes and Gardens. We had to do a final shot in a street makeover. We did all these houses. We had to get a cameraman in a crane up above everyone to get the aerial shot that they needed. Now all you need is one of these drones. Up it goes and you're done in 5 seconds.
That's it. It's so, like, there are so many places where a drone's like, oh, that's so much easier. I watch movies these days and think, geez, that shot was a bit wobbly or whatever. And then you realize it's like, it's pre-drone. They were probably standing on top of a truck or something when they filmed that thing. So it's amazing how it's changed.
Oh, I tell you what. And then what you've done just there, Trev, you've just upset Rob. He mentioned Better Homes and Gardens. They got rid of him. Mate, come on. It's a bit.
It's not. It's never been the same.
Thank you, Trev.
And Paddy. Oh, Trev, don't mention that, Trev. Thank you very much.
Paddy Gerard, right, you're cooking so nasty, the house flies got together to fix the hole in the window screen.
Do you then? Okay, yeah. Trev, I know you probably won't join us next week. Thanks for doing it.
Yeah, no, it was. We had a good run, Paddy. Yeah.
See you next week, Trev.
See you, boys.
Thanks bye, for mate. Nothing.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Is Jetstar after a new CEO, do you know? Because I missed out on the Qantas one. Oh, good on
you. Well, the way you just carried on.
Oh, don't you talk about
you're
that,
you're not much
pal.
Of a CEO.
We were just talking before Roxette fading like a flower, that Allianz Stadium SCG precinct, it was limited to just 4 concerts per year, but it's going to be lifted in the wind for residents of Greater Sydney. Yeah,
now they can have 20.
Now they can have bloody 20, Robert.
And I said, that's just because the neighbours had had a whinge.
Yeah.
And they weren't having. You said, no, it's not.
Was it so the neighbours? I didn't think there were too many neighbours.
And then you had to find it yourself in an article and read it, and you went, oh, so it is.
Well, I had a different article. The cap was imposed after neighbours near Moore Park complained about a noisy Rolling Stone concert 30 years ago.
Yes.
30 years. Ah, hello. The concert. Yeah, what's happening? I can't hear you.
Well,
what's
now
happening?
We can.
What's happening? Oh, the concert's too noisy. Yeah, could you tell
what me? Did what did you say?
What did you say, mate? So, but neighbours. You know, I've got to say, my neighbours are the greatest neighbours ever. I've got Mick and Denny. Al, who I borrow the internet and power from.
You have to say that because you borrow
the internet and his power. He has no idea that I've shoved a cord, an extension cord into his power box. He has no idea. It doesn't go down there.
Well, you either got good or you got bad. We got fabulous neighbours.
Across the road.
We had the neighbours let us take the fence down so we could put an excavator in their property to get to ours at the back because otherwise it wouldn't have fit.
Well, our neighbours look after when we go away. Like Bill and Eileen across the road, we let Ned and Elaine, and there's Kevin Deb, but Mick and Danny next. They're bloody brilliant neighbours. Brilliant.
On the other hand, you can get real bad ones.
Oh, yeah.
A friend of ours was putting a pool in and they had to rebuild a fence. So the existing fence is one of those cyclone wire fence.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so they got that there now.
Yeah.
So then these guys are putting in a brand new fence, not charging the neighbours to put in a brand new fence, but the neighbours are now up in arms because they don't want the rails of the fence on their side.
Oh, they want it on the other side.
Yeah, but they have to have the fencing on that side because it's a swimming pool and you have to have 1.8 metres a thing. So this neighbour's going, no, we can't have the rails on it. I said, it's better than a cyclone fence. You know, all they had was wire.
There's a dispute.
And now there's a dispute because of the fence.
Would be so difficult.
And they're not paying for it.
Yeah. You know? And you're complaining about the rails.
Oh,
you go,
give me strength.
Well, you know what they should do is just then put panels up on both sides. So therefore, you haven't got rails there, mate. And it might only cost.
I'll put that. Yeah, you say.
But you pay it.
Yeah. You pay it. For it. Donkey.
Where the fence between Mick and I has been falling down, and we're going to do it a couple of years ago. Mick said, oh, no, too busy. I said, so am I, buddy. So we just leave it wobbly. One day we're going to get around to it.
But
neighbours, isn't it good to live next door to good neighbours?
Well, they're either good or they're bad.
Bad, yeah.
There's no in between.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Wyong Hospital received a very special visitor and something special yesterday. To talk about it, we've got Jason Soteris, and he is the creator of the Super Tea. We find out all of what happened. Good morning, Jace.
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
No problems, buddy. What happened yesterday at Wyong Hospital?
Oh, mate, very proud to say that we made a delivery of new hospital garments called the Super Tea. These are hospital garments disguised as superhero costumes that help the kids feel a little bit more comfortable and brave when they've got all the wires and IV lines that are connected to them. Just helps them feel a little bit more, you know, comfortable. But also, being a superhero costume, we hope that it helps them get through everything that they need to face.
That is bloody marvellous,
absolutely
mate.
Love that.
Yeah, and you're the creator of the Super Tea, Jace.
Mate, I'll tell you what, not bad for a tradie. I've got to give you that because... Well, I've never sewn a button or made a T-shirt in my life.
And I'll
let you in on a secret. I still don't know. but basically, my daughter went through 3 years of treatment for a rare type of cancer.
Yeah,
it really affected me as a dad, seeing her, you know, fight very hard for 3 years. Anything that could go wrong went wrong for this little girl. She was only young. She was diagnosed just shortly after her first birthday. And it impacted my mental health. Like, I really couldn't do anything to help her. And I noticed how useless I was as a dad in the whole situation. I had to find something that I could do. And I noticed how difficult it was for parents like me to just change our kids when they had all these heart monitors and IV lines, and central lines. There was nothing we can do. It was either wear the hospital gown or a T-shirt that you'll cut off and throw away or nothing at all.
It breaks your heart. You see these kids that are 1 year old. They don't know They don't know life without this pain, do they?
Exactly. And it really was hard to sort of see her go through that. And I just thought to myself, why hasn't someone come up with something?
Mm-hmm.
And so what started the journey, trying to figure out a way that we could reinvent the hospital gown. And we came out with what we call the Super T. It had to be a superhero costume because of everything these kids face. And we distribute these around hospitals around Australia.
And that's what you did yesterday. You're at the Wong Hospital. Yeah. Oh, you're bloody marvelous, mate.
And
mate.
Look, how are you? This is something that obviously is not free. How do you raise money to supply this stuff to the hospitals?
Mate, you're right. I don't want parents to have to pay for them. They're going through enough. And, I survive off the kindness of other people. You know, we realize that we only need 400 individuals or businesses that can go out there and help us raise $1,000 each. And that will be enough for us to deliver to the hospitals that we have in our program. They're given to very sick kids, kids facing life-threatening conditions and serious injuries, yep, burns, you name it. And we just want there to be one waiting for them every time they get given bad news or they have to go into emergency. I just want one waiting because of someone.
God, this is so good, mate, what you're doing.
This is so doable as well. Yeah. So doable, Jason. I want to be able to help you. Surely we can do something at Triple M to help get this across.
What's your website, mate, that people can go to?
Mate, it's supertee.org.au. Mate, it would be great if I could get more of these out and provide these to the families. I'll never have enough, as you can imagine, but if we could help as many kids as possible, that'd be fantastic.
Mate, I don't know, how is your little girl?
Mate, I'm trying not to choke up, but I'm very proud to say that this month she's going to be 11.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, Jace.
Mate.
Fought very hard, mate. Fought very hard.
If there is a business on the coast that can help put a smile on a child's face, give them the superpower they need to get through what's really hard, then get in touch, supertree.org.au.
Super T, yeah.
Super T, Super T.
Mate, and so good. And you know
far
what?
Out.
Mate,
you got me, all bent out of shape, Jace.
You made us sad this morning, Jason.
I'm sorry, fellas, but I've got to see, you know, the stories that come out of handing these out of how brave and
Oh, yes, mate,
are.
Absolutely. So if you can help out, supertea.org.au. I want to give you a big hug, mate, both Rob and you. You've done such a brilliant thing, Jace.
Giving children superpowers.
Yeah, mate.
Jace.
Love your work, Jason.
Not bad for a trader,
Hey.
Fantastic.
You're a great man, Jace. And thanks for calling us today, mate. You're an absolute legend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. It's Jason Soteris, and it is supertea.org.au if you can donate and help out these little kids in our local hospitals all around Australia who are going through some bloody awful times. Please do.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Did you use ChatGPT. Thank you.
Yeah, as the to write my resume. A lot of people do at 24 past 7. We are.
And it didn't work.
Sunny in 24.
Because Vanessa got the job.
Because Vanessa, she must have used a better version of ChatGPT. I use it all the time. Seriously. Actually,
I'm worried about you.
You know, Viv and Sue, I was talking to last night.
Were you talking to them or were you talking to a version of them you by ChatGPT?
No, because I poked them and I'm there. Are you real?
Oh,
and
so they actually respond.
And they did. And because they're school teachers, and I was saying about ChatGPT, how you know, you can just put in, say,
if you're
the
in year
history.
Four,
you can put the history of the Australian government from 1940
in
200 words.
Check out the brains on this 10-year-old.
And they just go, holy hell. And they were saying too, you sort of can tell because with exams and whatever, because they'll get the words or someone will write something that they normally wouldn't write.
What you'd need to do is take your answer from ChatGPT
and
then substitute anything more than three syllables with a one syllable
word. Yeah.
And then it might be believable.
Yeah.
But Geoffrey Hinton, Geoffrey's an AI pioneer known as the godfather of artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
He's resigning from Google. He's kind of retiring because he's 75. But
more so that.
But he has cited growing concerns about the potential dangers of this artificial intelligence.
Hang on.
It was a cross between interrogation and intelligence.
I like that. I love the joining of words. Yeah. So the intelligence. That's bloody good. Yeah. You see, this is what happens when you go to ChatGPT.
Yeah, you start to lose words or merge words. AIs are quite scary, he says. Could soon surpass human intelligence. He explained that AI systems like ChatGPT-4 already eclipse humans in terms of general knowledge.
Oh, by the way, artificial intelligence is the acronym for AI. Just in case there might be someone. That's all right. I'm just saying. Intelligence. don't have a go at me, intelligence.
Yes. But people use the service like you do.
I do love
it. To create friendships.
And for trivia questions.
And generate income. It says generate income. Yeah. You're using a free service to generate income. There's nothing wrong with that. No one knows.
And I tell you, if I was a parent, yeah, I'd be using it if the kids wanted, you know, because I remember I did that geography. It was a experiment for Hannah, I think it was, and we only got 8 out of 10. God, I was disappointed with that one.
Okay. Back when. What, using the thing?
No. You know, when you have to make models and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, when you made a model and did her homework for her.
Yeah, and I got 8 out of 10. Yeah, how disappointing AI, was mate, that?
There's a huge problem because you've got, let's say, these copies... Digital systems, there are many copies of the same set of ideas in the same model, right? And they said all these things learn separately, but their knowledge is instantly shared between each other.
Yeah, that's what they do. They're gathered, and then they spit out this.
And old mate Jeffrey, who's retired.
75.
Because he's worried.
Yeah.
He said they're reasoning. Computers are starting to reason, and at the moment they're not quite as well-reasoned as an average human being, but it is not far off.
We will be marrying computers in, I reckon, in the next 10 years.
And the big worry is you've got countries that might use it for things that aren't so cool. Oh, like, you know.
Oh, you've got to be a downer on everything, don't you, intelligence?
Well, mate, I know, stuff.
You're
I don't
telling
like
the truth.
I saw that movie.
Yeah.
With
Which
the guy
one?
And the AI thing.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, cool. That narrows it down. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Now, you watched Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I'm a bit distracted because I'm still playing this game that I got off Dr. Phil. It's like a farmyard solitaire.
So how did you get it off Dr. Phil?
Well, Dr. Phil was on and he had a couple there that played solitaire and improved their relationship. So they were...
Mate, you need more than solitaire. You know what solitaire means, don't you?
No, but they play together and they race each other. So, and it's quite frustrating when you don't get it.
Solitaire is a card game.
I'm doing it now.
Solitaire is a card game.
Yeah, it's a card game. This one has bird noises and stuff, so it's really peaceful.
Yeah, but is it still a card game?
Yeah, it's still a card game. Look, I'm showing you. Look.
Oh, right.
And I pressed
the thing. And so, how does, well, you playing that.
Wild card. Wow.
He bought this on TV to improve his relationship. Mate, I think there are other things that can do.
No, the thing is, and so you go through and you play the solitaire, and it's just a mind challenge game. But Dr. Phil made me do it. I was wondering.
How long you had it for?
A couple of days.
Has it improved? No.
One, two, three, I haven't told Gwen about it. I think she'd be.
She'd be embarrassed. Kylie, Wyoming,
can you do something worthwhile?
What did you buy, honestly? You're watching. What did you buy? 1-3-5-3. On TV.
Yeah, boys, I need to make a confession.
Hang on. Get in the confessional box. Hang on. Val's on the organ there.
Thanks, Val.
Okay, bless me, Praddy and Rob, for I've sinned.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't
I
say that.
I sinned, and I actually bought the ShamWow.
You bought the ShamWow. Look,
Sham not so well.
Sham not so well. Well,
yep. Could have spent $2 at the reject shop and got the same thing.
I think a lot of they used to have one of those TV shops. I think in the Imperial Centre at Gosford.
ShamWow's just a clock, isn't it? It's just a clock.
Danos Direct.
That's right. It did have the Imperial Centre at Gosford. I don't think it's there anymore.
And I didn't even get the set of steak knives.
Oh, geez. God.
What is the? But wait, there's more.
That's the steak knives.
Wait, there's more.
That was Tim.
Yeah. What's his face? But what was the company?
Danos, was it Danos?
No, it
was
Dentel.
I think it was Danos. Oh, Dentel, yes.
But so wait,
no.
But there's more. Tim, what was his last
name? And I didn't get more.
Oh, you
I
didn't get
ShamWow,
more.
I got ShamWow, but I could have got it at the reject shop.
Oh, Kylie, look, we'll put you into the draw for the grilled caller of the week, $200 to be won. Have we got some rags to give Kylie?
Oh.
Just take off your shirt, mate.
Give to it cry.
Yeah. Go and look for Farmyard Solitaire online. It's a great little game.
We got Morris. Dr. Phil told me. Morris from Moore. Morris, good morning, Morris.
Hey, Morris.
How are we, guys?
Yeah, not too bad. What did you buy from the TV?
You know how I like my food, mate, so I brought a non-stick fry pan.
Yeah.
And, you know, you know, I don't like spending money just like you do.
I've always been sus
on
those.
Did the four easy payments, but by the time I got to the fourth payment, the non-stick fry pan wasn't non-stick.
Wasn't non-stick anymore.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what you get for using wire brush on it.
Yeah. I think you're in need for a feed, Morris. So we're going to send you to Fidel's East Gosford. $100 to spend there for your local Italian. Well done, Mocha.
Oh, geez.
All right. That's a warning, a trap for young players too, isn't it?
They have non-stick fry pans there too.
Exactly, mate. Exactly.
All right. And into the draw, same as Kylie, grilled air and a call of the week as well, Mock. Enjoy.
Thanks, boys.
Whatever
Enjoy
you have. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Look, I was talking just before Rob Thomas. Did you ever meet him?
Yeah,
was that on the plane from Canberra to Sydney? I think it
Canberra
was.
Sydney,
yeah. He was. He was
nice bloke. Drinking
nice
sparkling.
Drink sparkling.
He was in business.
He was doing a concert in Sydney. Wasn't
gave me tickets.
Yeah, gave. He didn't go though.
He didn't give him.
No, his manager. Yeah. I haven't heard that story. Anyway, I was just saying before Rob Thomas, who I think Rob may have met on a plane from Canberra to Sydney once, and I was just saying bloody cockroaches. And the girls on Friday at Erin Leake's Club were telling me that they're called German cockroaches. We have them at home.
Everyone knows about the German cockroaches. I don't have them. But you know they're there.
No, they're the little black suckers. Sharon Narara, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Paddy and Rob?
Yeah, good. Is your house or your kitchen particularly inundated with German cockroaches?
I think nicknamed not being racist.
Germ cocks, they are.
I wouldn't say that it's inundated. Oh. We do have them. The only way you're going to get rid of them is to get the house sprayed. They come in either your cereal boxes, your laundry powder boxes.
What?
They like the cardboard.
They don't arrive that way.
That's how they come in the boxes.
So they've been imported from Germany, clearly, because they're called German cockroaches.
German cockroaches coming in boxes.
But I, you know where they hide? Under the bloody dishwasher and under the fridge.
I had one in the dishwasher just yesterday.
In it? Just having a clean.
You know, I was having a bath.
Just rinse it down.
They eat and can live in cardboard, these suckers.
That's where they come from. When you go, whenever you buy your laundry detergent, your breakfast cereal, and the cardboard boxes that they're distributed in, that's where they are.
Is that where they come from? Well, our producer, Chloe, said they carry salmonella and other diseases, which I saw some walking across our bench yesterday. Some people are allergic and they can cause asthma attacks.
Okay.
So,
what have I
got to do? Get a bloody pest
clean. Yep, you got to get a pest control.
Yeah, pest control and clean your kitchen.
Oh, clean the kitchen.
The baits won't work. Whatever you do, that won't work.
What about that Peebo stuff? You know, that really strong Eric.
No.
Bagon? Yep. Okay. Well,
no.
Okay. All right, so
stop.
So we need
stop buying food in boxes,
or just get the boxes.
Try fresh fruit and veg, mate. Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, just empty it on the kitchen bench. All right, Sharon, wealth of knowledge, and so I've got to go a pest control. It'd be good to. Is there a pest controller on the Central Coast?
Of course, there is.
No, have you noticed an influx of German cockroaches? That's what I want to know.
Well, strangely enough, my ex-brother-in-law owns Pest control?
Yeah.
Elite pest control.
Okay. Yeah. Is he a nice fella?
Oh, he's lovely. He's my ex and I still love him. Not your sister's ex.
Your sister's ex.
Oh,
okay.
No, I love him.
You still love him?
You love him? Is that why he's your sister's ex?
Don't bring it up. You're into the draw, Sharon. For a call of the week.
All right, nice.
Real Dederina, well done.
Yep.
Thank you.
$200 to be won on Friday. Yeah, there might be more information about these German cockroaches. Cockroaches, I should say.
Like cockroach.
And elite pest control. Write that down, all right.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.